Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I am excited to let you know that my latest devotional book has just released. Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm, contains 90 devotions that provide encouragement in bite-sized nuggets for minds on overload. Buy your copy wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 20:19.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 20:19. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. John wrote these words as he described the first time Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. What an amazing event this must have been. The disciples were hiding in fear for their lives. Rumors about Jesus' resurrection were spreading throughout Jerusalem, and the religious leaders responsible for his death were desperate to squelch them. They'd bribed the soldiers who fled the gravesite and told them to lie about the disappearance of Jesus' body. They were to blame it on the disciples. For the disciples to steal Jesus' body meant they either entered the grave while the soldiers slept, or they overpowered the soldiers standing on watch. Either way, this was a huge smear on the Roman soldiers' reputation, a crime punishable by death. Entering the tomb would have meant breaking the governor's official seal, and that too warranted a death sentence because it defied his authority. Add to that the danger of being recognized as Jesus' followers by the angry mobs that were still on edge from the inexplicable happenings in the days prior. The people had experienced earthquakes, the temple veil ripping in half from top to bottom, and the sky turning black in the middle of the day. If they saw the disciples and associated these events with them, there would be no telling what they might do. If we'd been in the disciples' sandals, we might have hid behind locked doors too. In the original language, the word used for doors implied they were large and heavy. They were nearly impossible to break down because they were locked using a bolt that slipped through rings attached to both the door and the frame. There was no way anyone could sneak in from the outside. But suddenly Jesus appeared and their fear soared to a whole new level. Many Bible versions say they were frightened and terrified. Talk about intense. As John recalled the event, he said that Jesus' first words to the disciples were, "Peace be with you." No doubt those words were well chosen because the disciples looked like and acted like they'd just seen a ghost. But this man who'd appeared out of nowhere was no ghost. He was their beloved master, risen from the dead just like he'd said. This was Jesus, the very much alive Son of God and Prince of Peace. He'd promised peace to his disciples before his arrest when he said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." No doubt, stress and fear had erased that promise from their minds. But Jesus, the loving Savior that he is, showed up and offered this precious reminder. His words were a simple, traditional Jewish blessing, but coming from him meant far more than a wish for their well-being. It was a promise that in him they would find rest, quiet, and complete wholeness in every part of their being. In order to fully understand the depth and richness of today's verse, we have to remember the context. As Jesus spoke the words, "Peace be with you," he showed them his nail-pierced hands and sword-pierced side. His wounds proved that he had died for them and conquered death. When the disciples saw this, their fear turned to joy. Again, Jesus spoke the words, "Peace be with you." Then he commissioned them with the authority of God and breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is an incredible story, isn't it? And it gives us valuable insights for our lives today. Everyone faces frightening situations sooner or later. We might try to protect ourselves or deal with fear the best way we know, but we can't get rid of it in our own strength. God knows that, so he sent Jesus to help us. There are no barriers strong enough to keep him from us. Nothing separates us from his love. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, and we find rest and wholeness in him. Here's why. He loved us enough to die on our behalf. We have no reason to cower in fear when enemies pursue us because he holds us in his hands, the ones wounded for us. As if that wasn't enough, he gave us authority from God and he placed the Holy Spirit in us to make us more than conquerors. The disciples' fear turned to joy in Jesus' presence. Our fears will fade too when we embrace the insights from this verse and walk in their truth. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you know the hidden places in our hearts where fear holds us captive. Thank you that you're willing to step into those places and set us free. Open our spiritual eyes to see your wounded hands and side as irrefutable evidence of your love. Teach us to walk in the authority you've given us and to live from the truth of your Spirit in us. Thank you for your gift of peace. We are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.